World Trade Center under Letters and Comments. Hello to everyone at Arunachal Ashrama. I hope all are well there. The attack last week got me thinking. Mistake? I know I am not the doer, but who is? Is it God? And if so, how could he do such an evil act? I hope you can answer this for me. Thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya. Devotee in Texas. Asked about why that is good and evil, Sri Bhagavan said, they are relative terms. There must be a subject to know the good and evil. That subject is the ego. Trace the source of the ego. It ends in the self. The source of the ego is God. At the same time, Sri Bhagavan had great compassion for suffering humanity. He lived his life for the sole purpose of removing this suffering, not through monetary means, nor through philanthropy, but by giving seekers the understanding and grace to realize their true nature beyond all limitations and suffering. Asked why the creation is so full of sorrow and evil, Maharishi said, it is God's will. Devotee, why does God will it so? Maharishi, it is inscrutable. No motive can be attributed to that power. No desire, no end to achieve can be asserted of that one infinite, all wise and all powerful being. God is untouched by activities which take place in his presence. Compare the sun and the world activities. There is no meaning in attributing responsibility and motive to the one before it became many. But God's will for the prescribed course of events is a good solution to the problem of free will. Vexata quaestio. If the mind is restless on account of a sense of the imperfect or unsatisfactory character of what befalls us or what is committed or omitted by us, then it is wise to drop the sense of responsibility and free will by regarding ourselves as the ordained instruments of the all-wise and all-powerful to do and suffer as he pleases. Then he carries all the burdens and gives us peace. Death is certain for all, whether it be by violence or by quietly slipping away in sleep. There is no way to escape the revolving cycle of birth and death except through the knowledge of our real self. To gain that, we are constantly being prodded by events that remind us of our physical mortality and the consequent suffering of embodiment. Once the lesson is learned, we are free. We can only hope that this tragic event turns our attention with greater intensity to the real purpose of life here on earth. From Self-Realization, Editor.